I have a major, major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone that we'll always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Tuesday again. And that's amazing to me. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question, do you have hope? Do you have hope? Nice background there. Do you have hope? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show because we're on around the world. We're heard by everybody and their mama around the world. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're unable to sit and watch it right now, live as it's happening, and you're going to podcast later. Of course, you can podcast the show later. But you can be listening, too, while you're working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, yelling at the kids because you hate them or no patient. Whatever you're doing, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. You're just laying around at a beach or work, whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. When your airplane feel like it's, the wheels are falling off, you're in the sky flying around, and the wheels are falling off the plane, doors are falling off the plane, people fighting on the plane, crazy people on the plane, whatever's happening. Air traffic controller don't know what they're doing, and you're scared. I was just so scared. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605 866-415-4131. And you can podcast later or whatever. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. Tuesday. Again. I know we just had a Tuesday. Now we have another one. And every Tuesday, for those who might not be aware, every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. What a mess! Beta! What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing! Amazing! Country and Western Tuesday is amazing. I grew up on that music. It was really amazing back then, but I think that it seemed not to be the same anymore. But yes, yeah, interesting. So before I go to the phones and your super chats, some of you may have heard or you might be aware, or if you not heard, have not heard, the great white hope, Donald Trump, picked his running mate for president. This guy is vice president, going to be the vice president if the great white hope wins. And it's an if, because we have to wait and see. I want to encourage you, do what you want, really. But why not live a wait and see life? Why do you think you got to know now or that you do know or you're consulting with your empty mind, your deceiving mind, making you think you know what the outcome going to be? You really don't know. Be honest. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Think not about tomorrow. But we're hoping that the great white hope win. And I know it looked like he might because a whole lot of folks are for him. But wait and see it. That way, whatever happens, if he wins, you'll be grateful. If he doesn't, you won't be angry. All right? And they want you angry. If you notice, your enemy wants you angry. Because as long as you're angry, you're emotional. As long as you're emotional, you're controlled by evil. And that's what evil people want. All evil people, and all people are evil, except for those who are working on overcoming. They are evil, and they want you to be the way, because they know they can control you. Evil is not of God, and it's not necessary. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Amazing, huh? But anyway, J.D. Vance was Trump's VP pick. And, you know, all along, I was saying that I liked the guy down in Ohio, and I couldn't remember his name, and people remind me, it's J.D. Vance, because there's something about J.D. Vance. he seems, and I don't know, I'm saying, he seemed to be a solid person. I've seen him in several debates, and he's not afraid, no matter what color you are, male or female. He doesn't appear to be afraid to stand up and speak about what's important for the country. He doesn't seem, and I'm saying, because I don't know yet, we'll learn more as we go, I guess. He doesn't seem to be a very emotional person. He might be, but it just doesn't seem that way. And I was thinking about all these other choices he had with the guy from Florida, Rubio, the black guy from south of North Carolina, Tim Scott Wheat, and all the other choices. They were nice, but they were not presidential leaders. They seemed more like mama boys, especially Tim Scott, all down on his knees, proposing to the woman at the beach and then making a picture of it and sending it out there. What the? And he wanted to be VP. Well, Trump have decided, according to the Daily Mail, Trump picked Ohio Senate J.D. Vance as his running mate. And this is a picture of Vance in a formal, Vance is a former Marine. He was elected to Senate in 2022. And whatever it's worth, his wife is Mrs. Vance. And I hear, I don't know for sure, but I think I heard that his wife is a lawyer. That's not good. That means that if she's a lawyer, she's going to want to be up as upfront as he is. She's going to want to be seen and everything and let the kids suffer at home if they have kids. Put the kid, they have three children, I'm told, put the kids with mama somewhere or nanny and let me be out there with you, Vance. What is this old world coming to? But we'll see. But it was just something. We'll see how it goes. I don't know how this guy going to work out. But I know amongst all the other choices, Nikki Haley, nope. And some woman from Arizona, nope. And some other woman they were mentioning, uh-uh. They don't have it. Look at that poor beta. Tim at the beach, on the knees at the beach. Begging. Ain't going to be begging the rest of his life. But anyway, this is from Fox 8. Back when Vance was a Senate primary candidate, he addressed his previous attacks on Trump. Watch this.
We're going to ask each of you about your views on former President Trump. But Mr. Vance, we do begin with you. You've admitted you've changed your mind on Donald Trump, but in the past you've said, quote, I'm a never Trump guy, quote, my God, what an idiot, and quote, God wants better of us, all statements you have either said or tweeted about Donald Trump at some point. The question, you have 60 seconds, why should Trump supporters vote for you?
Yeah, look, I mean, all of us say stupid things, and I happen to say stupid things very publicly. I've been very public about the fact that I voted for the president in 2020, that I was wrong about the president back in 2015, 2016, and that he's been the greatest president of my lifetime for the very simple reason. There are many, but one very important reason is that he revealed the corruption in Washington, D.C. I mean, who would have believed 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that the FBI would actually investigate illegally, get an illegal wiretap on a sitting U.S. presidential candidate? We saw that. Trump revealed it, and he revealed it in a way that showed us the stakes of the fight, which is why I'm running for this office in the first place. You know, one thing I'd point out is that, you know, I was just north of 30 years old when I said a lot of those things. A lot's changed in my life. I reengaged with my faith. I got baptized 3 years ago. I've had three kids since then. You know, a lot's different. And one of the things that's different is that I did change my mind about Donald Trump. He was a great president. And I think at the end of the day, one of the things this race presents is an opportunity. Who actually agrees with Trump on the core issues of trade, of immigration? Who's willing to fight for an America First foreign policy? I think that's clearly me.
Thank you, Mr. Vance.
Nice. Amazing. And he's a millennial. And I have to tell you, he is one of the most mature millennials I've ever seen. He seemed like an adult. You know what I mean? Again, I don't know. We don't know what it's going to be like, but he seemed mature, business mind, and on it. He was able to see that he was wrong. And when he realized he was wrong about the great white hope, he changed his view. Most people can't do that. Most people can see that they're wrong, but they stay wrong. It doesn't change them. So this guy's a millennial. I didn't know that until the other day at some point. And he's very, very, I thought he was like one of the old timers. They don't make him like that anymore. He's like he appears to be like or Donald Trump. Maybe like Donald Trump's son or something, and he's growing into it. But he's a very, very mature millennial. I can't tell you when the last time I've seen a mature millennial. They're like, they're nice, but they're like little kids. I mean, immature, big body, they grow in stature, but not in mind for some reason. This guy's a millennial, so that's good. He'll be around for a while. So I wish him well. Congratulations to J.D. Vance. And I couldn't tell you why I really, and you can ask all my friends that have been hanging around me, anybody that heard it, but I'm always saying, you know what? That guy from Ohio, he seemed to be good for Trump. He would look like he would be a good VP. He seemed to be a good VP, but we will see. I don't know what the outcome going to be with J.D., but we will see. And apparently, evidently, Trump saw the same thing. I didn't know Trump was thinking that way about. As a matter of fact, I don't know, if I would have really thought about it, I may would have thought J.D. was probably the last person Trump was going to pick. I don't know if I would have thought that. But apparently he was thinking the same thing. You know maturity when you see it. And it's so rare, especially with men, it's so rare in America today that it's not even funny. It really is. So it kind of stands out when you run into it. Amazing. So congratulations. And apparently Trump showed up last night at the Republican convention. As some of you know, the Republican convention started last night. You know, another thing I realized, and he showed up and it was amazing. He had the patch on his ear where he was allegedly shot. Or the bullet did what it did, and he showed up with the patch. He didn't look very well, though, sitting there. He looked kind of like he should have been at home resting after the hospital instead of being out there like that. But we'll see. We will see. Amazing. So it is on now. There you go. Look at the patch. Can't keep a good man down. He doesn't look like he's feeling well. Maybe the medication didn't wear off yet. Oh, nice. This is Trump showing up at the Republican convention last night. I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Because the flag still stands for freedom. The Great White Hope. Speaking of white history, the Great White Hope. Amazing. Hey, Tucker. It's Tucker Carlson.
And that is to elect Donald J. Trump,
right?
As the next president of the United States.
No, that's his son's wife. That woman in the white?
Oh, yeah, that's that woman.
He is here tonight to show his courage, his defiance against somebody who tried to kill him.
This goes on for another minute, so you're going to have to not read in the room if you wanted to.
And he will be
what?
I said this goes on for another minute. I don't know if you wanted me to stop it.
Not yet. The Great White Hope.
From Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea. Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th President of the United States, and soon to be the 47th President of the United States, please welcome Donald J. Trump.
Did he get a patch on his ear? You see the patch on his ear? Amazing, huh? The Great White Hope. When I hear that song, and I happen to know, I don't know him, but I've been speaking at several events with Lee Green and Greenwood, and he's really a decent man. Appears to be a decent man. And I love that song. But that song reminds me of the way America was at one time. And it's no longer that way. It's a memory to sing about, but it's no longer that way. That doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. And I like, one thing I like about the Republican conventions as opposed to the Democrat convention, you can see the difference between night and day. The spirit of the Republican convention they seem to want America. They want it. Whereas when the Democrat convention appear, it's no life. It's all a pretense. But in all honesty, America is not, look how beautiful that song was. And look at the emotion that come with it and the people feel it. And you see the Great White Hope there. America is not like that anymore. It's gone. I was thinking about when you go into a grocery store. I was just reflecting on that this morning. That you can literally go into a grocery store now, probably any store, and most of the merchandise has been taken by the criminals. The stores are empty, and you never find the best whatever product that you're looking for. And if you do, it's having to be locked behind some lock. But I want you to think about this. The government, which were hired to make the laws and then make sure the laws were enforced, have decided that they were going to switch and give the criminals permission, the green light to just go nuts, go into your stores and steal right in front of you. And if you try to stop them, they'll fight you, and you'll get in trouble for fighting with them. They have given the criminal permission to do that, and it's out of control. It's not even unusual to walk into a store now and you see people stealing, taking their products and just walking out. And the employees are just looking. They see there's nothing they can do. The government has done that. Think about that. And what's even worse, is that you keep hiring the same government. You vote in the same government, you, the people, the voters. I don't know who's worse, the government for taking the side of the criminal and locking you down, or the people who vote for the government. What is wrong with your mind that you vote for people that are going to support the criminal and go against you? And I noticed that the more females that get involved in our government, whether it's the police departments, city council, so-called mayor, congressmen, senators, whatever, the more women that get involved with it, the worse things get, because they have that mama spirit and that, oh, the criminal need help too. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. It makes sense because I understand good and evil, but it doesn't make sense. That is actually happening, and everyone knows it. They passed a bill up in San Francisco, put in a curfew on the businesses, not the criminals, but the businesses, telling them that they have to shut down a certain time of a night. And if they don't do it, they're going to be fined $1,000. I may be wrong, $1,000 or so. They're punishing the businesses and not the criminals. And you hear these people come on TV and they explain it as though what they're saying makes sense. Anyway, My American's Not There Anymore. That was Lee Greenwood's song. And he's a big fan of, big supporter of the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. And he and Trump put out the God Bless the USA Bible. Remember that? Bible inspired by Lee Greenwood, patriot anthem and hit song, God Bless the USA. Lee Greenwood wrote that song back in 1984. He sang it at the convention last night. Lee Greenwood's 81 years old now. What the? According to Wikipedia, 81. Everybody getting old. Except baby Jessica's daddy. So the president showed up last night. Patch on the ear. Looked like he needed a little more rest from the attempted assassination. We hear all kinds of things about the guy that was accused of trying to kill the president. There's some people say he was on the roof, and some of the people who were at the rally, they saw the guy on the roof. They were saying that the police went up on, climbed somewhat up on the roof, holding both hands. He saw the guy up there, and then the guy pointed the gun, according to a report, to the police. The police fell down trying to protect himself. So it's a lot of, and we would never know the real deal, because the media's not going to tell you. The CIA and others are not going to tell you. So you would never know what's really happened, how it really went down. But thank God that the Great White Hope is fine. And congratulations to J.D. Vance. I wish him well. We'll see how he does. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats at 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Back in a moment. welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. That's not a country song. What the? 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. I want to encourage you, do what you want. But there, those who want to, work on yourself so you can understand and see clearly that human beings are evil and that all are evil until they start to work on themselves and overcome evil by forgiving and working on yourself. Because there are a lot, all human beings are evil until they forgive, right? But most human beings are not going to do that. And they roam the earth because they love their hell. They love worshiping evil. They love being a part of it. And they roam the earth to see who they can hurt. They cannot live in hell alone. And unless you overcome the anger, which is evil, in your own heart, you won't be able to deal with them. Whether it's family members or whomever, right? Husband, wives, or whatever. You won't be able to handle it. You need something greater than you to deal with the spirit of evil. Angry people are evil to the core. And they cannot and will not, ain't not, is not going to be happy seeing one person at peace. And these are male and females, right? It doesn't matter. Angry people will not, they cannot relax seeing one person at peace. So they're going to go after you. And if you don't have the right spirit, the right strength that doesn't come from you, you won't be able to handle them. I'm telling you right now, you can overcome evil and be guided by good, and good will protect you from evil. Otherwise, there's no hope. And you gotta, what I notice about a lot of people that I deal with is that they seem to think that you can learn these principles intellectually and then live them. You can't. You can't just learn them and do them because you're just seeing intellectually and looking at seeing them intellectually is not of God. It's not from God. And so you try to make spirits and things happen by learning them. That's not going to work for you. You really got to sit down, be aware, watch those thoughts, watch your evil mind and evil emotions so that you can overcome evil and deal with, and good will deal with evil for you. Whether it's your wife, your husband, your children, no matter what. But you got to do the silent prayer, meaning that you got to be present. You got to be aware. And you'll be fine. You can't learn these principles and think they're going to work. They're not going to work. You're trying to force something to happen that you have learned, and you're still going to be not clear. You can't learn this. You let go all the way. Just let go. and watch and let it happen through you. It's up to you. Let me go to Paul, 888-775-3773. Paul out of California. Paul, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. I just like to say Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you for giving me the time to talk to you.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say. I'm really nervous. I called yesterday, but I know we didn't have no time. Long story short, I don't have a job. I'm a beta, straight up. I'm a beta, not knowing what it was. And around 2.5 years ago, I moved out from my baby's mama's house.
How old are you?
I'm 42 right now.
You're 42?
I'm 42, yeah.
Okay,
I got four boys with one girl. And, you know, you think you're with a girl that she's basically a liar, like just like a mall. Like she just played one person when she really was something else.
You say you moved out from your girlfriend's house?
Yeah. I got my own place, and I told my boys that I was always going to be in their life. And I couldn't take her. She's too... So like you said, you know, like she's she don't have no love, and if you stand up to her, she will punish you. And I just got tired of her whole controlling, and she's never happy, you know. And it's just like you said, like let's say I wake up in a good mood, you know, she has to kill my mood, like for her to make her day. And so I got my own place, and I got my kids on the weekends. And I was working at Amazon, and I loved my job. And, I was drinking liquor a lot when I was in my own house, or in my own place. I had a two-bedroom, and drinking like a pint, sometimes two pints of Hennessy, like a day. And I start off with it and go to work, and on my breaks and lunch, you know, sip on it too. So all day I'm drunk. And and I love Amazon still. So they had to let me go because, you know, I blew it, you know. So long story short, I stayed in my apartment as long as I could. I used up my 401k, whatever money I had, I stayed in there, and I moved out around December. And so I went with my mom, and it's just like you say, like there ain't no love there, you know. So I went with a niece after that, and she pretty much attacked me because I couldn't really stay to myself too much because, you know, I had I would watch your shows on YouTube, and I would, and once they figured out what I was up to, it was like, why are you listening to that dude? It's crazy. Why? And I'm like, what? Like, listen to this. It's perfect sense. What he's saying. You don't see that? And it's like, no. And so, I got kicked out of my niece's house, and here I am again, back with my baby's mama. You know, four boys, and, you know, she's never here. But right now, the kids are not in school, so I'm with them all the time. In the mornings, she goes with a dude, and when she gets back, like, in the p.m., I think she goes with a different dude and then comes back at night, and like, in the a.m. I don't even care, but she's letting me know, she's just nagging on me, and I feel more beta as ever. Like, I'm doing dishes, I'm cleaning the damn house, I'm doing everything the woman's supposed to do, I'm always with the kids, that part's okay, but the constantly telling me to get out and find another place. And I kind of felt like, okay, I'll be there for a little while, because if anybody could find me a job, it's going to be her. You know, she's real smart, and but she's real evil too. But she couldn't do it. And it's different now. I feel like I was trying to get a job at McDonald's at the corner. And, you know, I said, fuck it, I'll work. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I'll work right here at McDonald's for $20 an hour. And I did an interview, and they never called me back. They said, can we give you another interview? My boss will call you. And I never got a call or nothing. I didn't want to go and sound like I was, like, stalking or anything. But I went back, like, one time, and they're like, yeah, we'll let you know. And once you get the text on your phone, you know, just go from there. I said, okay, never got a text, whatever. I went to all these temp agencies too, and they just have me do the whole employment process, like the whole hiring process. And then they say, well, we'll let you know when we got something. And it's like, you guys did let me know. That's why I applied. Like, what are you talking about? They're like, yeah.
Well, and so what's your question for me?
What kind of, you know, what do I need to, you know, get back, or how do I move forward? I feel like I'm in a hole, and I'm not getting out. And it's, I know I got to get out of here, but Jesse, I ain't got nowhere to go. Just the other day, I drank a bottle. I started drinking a bottle, and my ex started nagging on me. And so I said, you know, you want to talk about everything? Let's talk. Sit down. So she didn't want to talk. She ran in her room, and I said, well, bring someone over here so I could talk to him. So she sent her friend over here. We started talking and talking. I told her everything. And
you told the woman everything?
I told her friend everything.
Her friend, like, was a woman or a man?
A girl.
Why didn't you tell her everything?
Because she ran to her room, and I didn't want to, like...
I know, but why did you tell her friend everything?
That why didn't I, or why did I?
Why did you?
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
No, that was a question.
Oh, why did I? Just let it be out there, like...
What good is that doing you to tell everything?
Nothing.
So, why are you doing it then?
I guess I fucking learned the hard way. I guess I did it with my mom. I did it with my niece, and they both destroyed me.
Where's your father?
And I'm back in this spot. My father. He stays here. He's not far from me, but he's cool, like, we're cool and all, but when I left here, when I left my baby mama and got my own place, he would always invite me, but I would be busy, like, working, and then, like, honestly, I didn't give him really enough time. I didn't really go over there as much as I should have.
Why are you giving your mother, your ex friends, all these women, why are you so close to them and telling all your problems to them and all that, but you're not doing that with your father?
I tried, and...
You tried what?
I tried to tell him, you know, one time I was there, and I was like, you know, he said, how you doing, Austin? I was like, you know, it's weird. I'm acting just like my mom. And he's like, whoa. and he's like, well, let's talk, whatever, like, talk, you know? And I'm just like, I don't know what to do now. Like, 'cause I wasn't working, and I was in the process of losing my apartment. And he's pretty much just, he's a real funny guy. I love him. Like, I still
need him. So what's your question for me?
I don't even know. I just
speak up. Speak up a little bit for me so you can come a little clearer. Okay.
I don't even know the question. I just needed some advice.
What kind of advice? Like what?
The truth. Like, I know what it's going to feel like, but it needs to, I need to figure out this, what's happening. Cause, you know, I'm 42, I'm not 20.
I know, man. You 40. That's amazing.
And I need to figure this out.
And so yeah. Your question for me, how old is your baby mama?
She's 37, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So your question for me is what?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so I never used to think about things like, you know how you say don't listen to the thoughts. I never used to think about anything. And I was always working. It was like 12 hours every day, like 10 hours, you know, Monday through Friday, whatever, a lot of hours. And I never really thought about anything. I just went to work and did it and did it and did it.
And so your question for me is what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to vent, I guess, and get some advice from you because I really have no clue what I'm doing.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm not doing it, but I kind of think I understand it. You pretty much wake up in the morning and you sit still and
Try not to listen. Those are the instructions. Why are you not doing it?
I was just thinking about it yesterday, and I was thinking about it yesterday, and I think I was watching the show. And
why are you not doing it?
I'm not doing it. I barely started figuring out how to do it.
Why are you not doing it?
I don't know, because I'm not. I barely found out kind of about it.
And have you heard me say go and forgive your parents?
Yeah.
Why you haven't done that?
No, I forgave my mom, and she told me, I forgive you, too, for everything you did. And I said, all right, and I left. I was leaving. So I told her, I love you, and, you know, I forgive you for how...
Why did you tell you love her when you don't love her?
Shoot, I don't know. I was leaving, and I was telling her bye, and I was just like, okay, I love you, and I forgive you for everything. You know, you did how we really were never around my dad. And I know that was really you doing it, not him, but I forgive you for it. And she just said, yeah, you forgive me? Well, I forgive you, too, for everything you did to me. And I said, and I just smiled and I said, okay. And I said, and I left.
But, and that's evil for her because you've never done anything to her. Everything that happened was you being like her, you become like her.
Uh-huh.
Have you been drinking today?
No.
You haven't been drinking this morning?
No.
And so did you forgive your father?
Yeah, I went and told him I forgive him, and I told him I forgive you because I know you couldn't do anything about it. And if you could have, you would have did your best. But and he's a funny dude, so he... That was kind of it, but that's kind of not it that I need to say. I know I need to say really what he did to me. Like, I always wanted him, just like you say, like I always was missing something, but never able to really express it, talk about it, not know it. And it was him. Like, so when my brother graduated high school, him and my mom moved to Texas. And so they left me behind. And so I was going to stay with my sister. So my dad goes and says, hey, cool, you know, go get your stuff. You're coming with me. And that was like the best thing, advice. That was what I needed to hear. And I go, and everything's fine. You know, we fix cars together, like bumpers, and he used to paint cars.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
How do you expect to overcome evil if you don't do the silent prayer so you can watch and overcome evil? How do you expect to get better?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand where...
No, that was a question.
...where that coin. I don't know, hoping that I start... I don't know, getting better outcomes in life. But I see where you're going with that one.
No, there was a question. How do you expect to get better? I have pointed you to the source that will and can make you better to overcome darkness, overcome evil. But you won't go to that source and be still and let him do it. How do you expect to overcome evil if you don't have the light, you don't have God to help you?
Okay. I don't know what to say. I guess that's it. What I need to do is a silent prayer.
How do you expect to overcome evil if you don't have the light to destroy the darkness of your imagination and emotions?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say, Jesse.
All right, let me ask. How do you feel about yourself?
I feel like a loser. I can't even get a job at McDonald's. And this is the time I need it the most. Yeah.
When you say you feel like a loser of what?
Of money, of like everyone, basically. I'm not in the position I've been in, like with the respect.
No one ever respected you, and you have never respected anyone. There's no such thing as respect. But how, when you say a loser of what?
Of what I've had always, like a job, money. Yeah, none of that. No, I don't have any of that, and
How many McDonald's did you apply to?
The one right here at the corner next to me.
So just one.
Yeah, but I've applied for other jobs, plenty of jobs.
So let me ask. And who are you? Describe you.
I'm a man, but I know I'm just like everyone else.
But who are you? Who is Paul?
But that's me. But I'm no one. I'm just me. Paul's just a man. That's it. I ain't anyone. Just like everyone else is no one. I understand that.
Paul, hold on for me. Let me take a break. When I come back, we'll wind down with you. All right, hold on. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. When I come back, I'll finish with Paul. I won't take long, and I'll get to the rest of the calls. And your super chat, Hake, is coming in with hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment.
Back again, my familiar stand. Nothing more than a thought to relate.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of our one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, believe it or not. It is July 16th, A, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers and listeners and Super Chat supporters. Thank you guys for the Super Chats. JLP will be right back for hour two. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, in the age of social media, and they're right about this, by the way, viral conspiracy theories often run rampant online on the internet and threaten the public's ability to sort truth from fiction. Not really, not in my opinion. But a number of wild theories about the Trump assassination attempt are now coursing through the minds of voters because of a deluge, they say, of misinformation remaining unchecked on popular platforms. Just know that you don't know. Just know that you don't know, and then you're fine. Whatever. Republican convention, 2 days after surviving an assassination attempt, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, appeared at the RNC Republican National Convention, not the committee, convention in Milwaukee. In Milwaukee. That's where he was greeted by an excited crowd with chants of fight, 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 because that's what he said right after getting shot in the ear. Ooh. A reference to the word Trump mouthed after the shooting. A bandaged Trump he had on his ear. It looks a little funny, but anyway, right on Trump. Now the official Republican nominee for president. Oh, is he official now? He appeared alongside his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. The pair was formally nominated Monday as the GOP ticket for the 2024 presidential election. J.D. Vance is a venture capitalist, author of the best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, from 2016. He's adopted Trump's so-called populist agenda, whatever that means. Don't ask me. I don't know. After years of pointed criticism. J.D. Vance is also, I don't know how many years of pointed criticism, but he repented in 2022 before that, when he became a senator, before he became a senator. J.D. Vance has also called for a full-scale investigation into the assassination attempt, as questions have swirled about the Secret Service and their security preparation. Preparation is often the most important. Classified documents. A federal judge Monday dismissed the classified documents case against our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, a supposedly surprising ruling, surprising to Commie Nonsense Network, that clears away one of the major legal challenges facing our greatest president. A 93-page ruling, District Judge Eileen Cannon, a woman judge, no less, said the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith violated the Constitution. Jack Smith had charged Trump last year with taking classified documents from the Black on the Inside White House and resisting the government's attempts to retrieve the materials. He pleaded not guilty, Trump did, even though a trial before the presidential election was considered highly unlikely. Many legal experts had viewed the classified documents case as the strongest of the four cases, which sounds pretty weak then, huh? That were pending against Trump. The so-called Justice Department, really the Injustice Department, has approved plans to appeal the ruling. Interesting, huh? So corrupt. Speaking of corruption, in California, gender misidentity, California has become the first state to ban rules that require schools to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification in the classroom and at school. Proponents of the legislation say that it will help protect LGBTQ plus so-called students who live in unwelcoming households, meaning parents who don't go along with this mess, okay? The law comes as several states across the country have introduced bills related to gender misidentity or gender identity and so-called sexuality in schools. Some of these bills, for example, seek to impose bans on gender-affirming care, which is a dirty euphemism for affirming the wrong gender. It also bills that bar transgender athletes from girls and women's sports and require schools to out trans and non-binary students to their parents without their permission. I'm James Hake. Now back to GLP. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Do you have hope? What the? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're busy running around and you just don't have the time to sit and watch it now. Of course, you can podcast it. You can podcast it, all right? But you can listen while you're doing whatever it is you're doing by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right, on your iPhone or iPad. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we got to get to your super chats here. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me.
Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Nice. I want to go back to Paul out of California. And Paul is, he said his life is at rock bottom now. And it sounds like, I'm not sure, he may be ready to overcome rock bottom. Hey, Paul.
Yes.
And so your question for me is what?
I don't even know, but I just need advice. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're talking about forgiving our parents.
And I want to go back to the original question that I have for you. Your battle is a spiritual battle. It's not physical at all. And you have not, you seem to trust evil over good. Still, even though you say you went and forgave your parents, you're not doing the silent prayer. You're not being present at all. How do you expect to get better if you don't be still, let go, and let the light guide you?
Okay. I guess I'm not going to get better until I do. Yeah.
And you've heard me say, do the silent prayer, practice being present rather than limiting your head thinking about the past or the future, which is all an illusion.
Yes.
And you want to live in the present where reality is. That's where God is. That's where truth is. That's where everything is. You heard me say that, but you have not and won't do it. And why not?
The present thing, I've been knowing that and doing that, trying to live in only today, not yesterday, for a long time. Our problem was in the past. And then too, I feel like when you speak Native, it sticks to you kind of, I guess. And at first, I didn't understand that, and I feel like that's when everything got bad, and everything started going down like a slide, like a water slide. But yeah,
Have you been trying to live in the past when you have not been doing the silent prayer?
That's the only thing that, I haven't given I haven't tried to really do the silent prayer yet.
So how have you been trying to live in the present if you have not been doing that?
Being not in my thoughts.
But how can you not, you can't not be in your thought on your own.
Sure you can, with your eyes open and not paying attention to your voice. You know, you're just doing everything in the present.
That's not what it means. You're living in your imagination, and you're believing those thoughts about who you are and what you should do and how to overcome and blah, blah, blah.
But what do you mean if I'm awake and I'm in my presence, like, right now? That's what I thought it was.
You thought it was
staying
what?
In the present. I thought it was staying in the present, like right now, like in the present.
What did that
time.
Mean? Like
right now, like in the present time, right now.
No, like, in the present mean that you're not lost in your imagination at all. You're not into imagination thinking about the past or thinking about the future or thinking about what you have or don't have or thinking about what others are thinking about you or thinking about anything. Okay. You're just living in the present and letting life happen.
Yeah. Okay. Or like thinking about getting a job and not getting kicked out.
Right.
Okay.
But you don't have to think about getting a job. You just get up and go and get a job. So your question for me is what?
I don't even know.
So here's what I recommend. If you're serious, here's what I recommend. Number one, you need to face your mother and be upfront with her. I'm sorry for resenting you, for recreating me in your image, turning me away from my father. And when she says something like, oh, I need to forgive you, you give her the finger.
All right.
And don't say, I love you. What I mean by the finger, don't fall for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when don't tell her you love her. You don't love her.
Okay.
You will love her when you truly forgive her.
Okay.
And number two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number two. Never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever, as long as you walk this earth again, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never again, never, 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 as long as you walk the earth, tell a woman your problem.
That's exactly what I knew you were going to say.
What?
Okay. That's exactly what I just knew you were going to say that.
So why you been doing
it?
What does that look like? A man telling a woman his problem.
I understand.
That's why they hate you.
Yeah, I understand that now. And it took all that to happen for me to understand it. I'm a little slow, and it takes a while for me to learn. But
you say are you mentally retarded?
No, I'm just saying it takes me a couple of times to mess it up for me to realize I'm messing it up.
But just think about this. Are you 40 years old? You're going around telling your mama your problem, your nieces your problem, your ex-girlfriend your problem.
This barely,
Your girlfriend went down the road.
It barely happened.
And your girlfriend, Auntie, was there. Let me finish this point. Mm-hmm. You're going around telling your mama your problems. You're going around telling your girlfriend your problems. You're telling your girlfriend's friend your problems. You're telling your nieces your problems. What did that feel like doing that? Look like something.
Yeah.
What is it? You know, I'm a man. What am I doing here?
Yeah. I'm beta, I guess. Yeah.
But what that felt like? What did that feel like when you were going around telling these women your problem? What did that feel like?
I need advice. I need more guidance.
But women don't have advice.
I don't know. I know that. I ain't got nothing but women in my family. It's just me, my nephew, and my brother.
But I
used to have two other nephews, but they're not here anymore.
Where are they?
But it's just us three. Well, one.
Oh, that's fine. I don't need to know that. I thought they did.
No, they are. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah. I got to run, but let me tell you this.
Okay.
Do the silent prayer. Immediately start doing the silent prayer. Don't assume you know what it means.
Okay.
And then secondly, stop. Forgive your mother. Face her and forgive her. Don't say, I love you, blah, blah, blah. You don't love her. Number three. Get up and go find yourself a job. Doing anything. Okay. Cutting grass, milking the cows, picking cotton, whatever. Get a job.
Yeah.
And number four, when you see this woman that you're living with right now, don't argue with her anymore. Don't communicate with her, meaning don't argue, don't tell her your problems, don't tell her what you're doing. You quietly work on your life. You get up and get a job. You quietly find yourself a place and start living your life.
Mm-hmm.
And don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't be thinking about the past or the future. Just today is a brand new day. Every day is a new day. You start out life as a new day every day. Forget about the past and not thinking about the future.
Okay. All right.
And don't
Thanks for the advice.
And don't be feeling sorry for yourself.
Okay. All right.
Did you feel sorry for yourself?
I don't feel sorry for myself. I just feel like I'm not doing what I need to do. But you need to overcome evil.
And if you put that first, meaning do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts and don't call them you, and then get up and find a job and take your time and find a job and blah, 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 you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But you got to put first things first. And first thing first is seeking the kingdom of God. And don't put anyone or anything before that.
Okay. Okay.
So just calm down. And whatever that woman is doing, let her do her thing. Let her be with the boys. Let her run around. She's not your wife. She's not yours, right?
Right.
So don't feel anything about it. Don't argue with her. And don't be talking about, I need somebody to talk to.
Okay.
And she's like, let me get my girlfriend. You can talk to her.
Exactly, yeah.
What a beta.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I said, oh my gosh.
You're 40
it's
years
true.
Old, man. You're older than Hank.
It's true. It's true. Dang, I'm so beta. Yeah, I know.
Okay. But it's not a big deal. Don't make it a big deal. It's time for you to start doing it the right way, overcome the right way. Start doing the silent prayer. Don't assume that. that being present mean? Like, oh, I don't know what you said.
I'm awake. It's like I'm awake.
You're anything but awake. I'm wide awake. Jesse. I was in the dark. What I knew, if I knew then, what I know now, I wouldn't bow down, I wouldn't cave in. But do the silent prayer, man. Don't assume you know what that means.
Okay.
And you watch those thoughts that tell you that you're a bad person or a good person or this or that. You let those thoughts pass.
Yeah, okay, for sure.
And as far as drinking, and then I got to run.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the drinking, are you going to drink today?
I don't have any money to get any liquor, so.
You're not going down on the corner, babe, for some money?
No.
How do you get your liquor?
Once in a great while, I'll get something. Okay, so like my sister had a bottle, so I traded her some food stamps for her bottle.
What?
For one of her liquor bottles.
Are you on food stamp?
Oh yeah, unfortunately I am.
And so if you're on food stamp,
no income.
What?
I don't make no income at all, zero.
So if you're on food stamp, why don't the government give you an apartment?
But I don't have my kids full time. My ex does. That's why she's in a Section 8 home. She don't have a job.
Your girlfriend is Section 8 too?
Is she Section? No, I'm not Section 8. She is Section 8 because she has more custody of my four boys than I do. So I don't get anything, only food stamps.
Really?
I can't get any home. Like, I can't get any of that. She could because she has all the kids.
They just finished a building downtown L.A., and the mayor is real proud of, and the building is beautiful. It has skyscraper. You can see all over the country. And they're giving those away. Why don't you go get one of those?
Because I'll be a little too far than I want to be from my boys.
What?
But I did want to, in L.A.? In L.A.?
The bill is in L.A.
Yeah. Well, what kind of a drive is that? That's not
Listen, man. You're not any good to the boys anyway.
Yeah, but...
You can't have excuses and limitations on getting your life back together.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And they're giving apartments away to anyone?
Anyone. Just tell them you're homeless.
Oh, shoot.
Don't take a bath that day. Don't wash your face. Put some dirt on your face. Get a top floor with a view.
Uh-huh.
And it won't cost you a penny.
Okay, I do want to go to one of the Sundays and go to the church to see you.
But
and maybe I could do that and then stay another day or two and try to figure all that out.
Are you in L.A.?
No, I'm in Fresno, California.
Oh, I thought you were in L.A.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. No. All right. No, I thought you were in L.A. So here's what I got to run, but here's what I recommend, all right?
Okay.
Start doing the silent prayer immediately.
Okay.
Always put seeking the kingdom first before anyone or anything.
Okay.
So God can bring you out of the darkness of your imagination.
Yes. Okay.
And then number two, get up, go forgive your mother, and be serious about it, and don't be all baby and try to be nice.
Yes.
And then go and look for a job. You will find a job.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Don't tell that woman or any other woman your problem ever again. They don't have the answer.
All right. I got it.
What?
Thanks for the call. I said I got it. Thanks for the call.
Did this help?
Yeah, I guess.
In what way?
it is going to help because I know I need to not talk about my problems to anyone, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. That with that alone, I feel like it if I work on the going more to find a job, it'll happen.
Yeah, don't just go down the street to McDonald's, and if McDonald's don't give you a job, you're done. That doesn't make sense. And then don't think that you got to be close to the boys. You have nothing to offer the boys right now. Nothing. Zero.
Wow. You're 100% right.
You have more to offer the boys if you get yourself together. Meaning, overcome evil with good. God will guide you. Go and get a job. Get your apartment, no matter where it is, as long as you're pretty safe. Mm-hmm. And God will work out your relationship with your sons. Right now, you're like a welfare mama to your sons. That ain't no good.
Yeah. Wow. Yep.
Don't be letting the devil tell you, oh, you need to stay near your sons. That's not true.
Okay. All right.
You need to go out and build a life and then let God work your life so you're the son. You never know. You'll end up with your sons.
Yes. All right.
I wish you well, Paul. Let me know how it goes.
I wish you well, too. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. You're welcome,
all
buddy. Right. Bye. What a mess! I understand. Let me go to first time caller. There's a line, 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time caller, Noble, out of New York. Noble, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Noble.
Very good to speak to you. I enjoyed that troll for about 45 minutes.
Why you call him a troll?
Because I think he was 100% full of it. Because I'm like, someone made four babies with you, and that's your attitude on life? I think he would have been like a mess before he got to baby number two.
But why are you making that judgment of him?
It's because of the first instinct, number one. And then secondly, it was just after listening, after my first judgment, I still had a chance to listen. And I was like, bro, you're a little bit too articulate to not be able to get a sophisticated job. Even though your background might not be so educated, as far
so Noble, how may I help you, Noble?
How may you help me? We talked about do you believe in hope?
No,
right. That was the question?
Yeah, do you have
hope?
Do you have hope? You want to respond to the biblical question?
Yeah. I actually want to respond to the biblical question, but do you
have hope?
No, because I don't believe in the word hope.
And why not?
I do not believe in the word hope because I can't hope that I can walk through a closed door. I can't hope that I can close my eyes and cross a highway, a five-lane highway in L.A. without getting hit by a car. I can't hope I could jump out of a plane and fly without a parachute.
So you have a life of no hope?
No, I do. I believe in faith in myself, and I believe in faith in a higher power.
And what do you mean a higher power? What's that?
I believe in the creator of the universe.
What does that mean?
God. I believe that I can tap into that, and through that, through things that I experienced in my life, when I was like, you know what, let me concentrate as hard as I can and talk to what we call here in our language, the Father.
When you say you believe in yourself, what do you mean?
Do I believe in myself?
You say you believe in yourself and you believe in in a higher power.
Yeah, I believe when
you... How do you believe in yourself? What do you mean by that?
Oh, unison. When I believe that I can, you know, become one with God and be like, all right.
How can you do that? Why you believe that?
Because I've demonstrated it in my own life. I rarely pray. And one will like, oh, why do you rarely pray? Because, like, I depend on myself for the most part. And so I'm not a person that begs for the Lord Almighty to do things for me.
Amazing.
Nor am I like, yeah, I
and so you have no hope.
No, it's like I don't believe in hope as a word. It's like I can't hope that I walk through a closed door.
Yeah, I know you said that.
I cross a highway.
I appreciate that, Noble. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Very interesting, though. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, buddy. 888-775-3773.
Super Chat. Good morning.
Good morning.
The key you bought our coffee. Biblical question and answer.
Do you have hope?
Yes, I have hope. Hope in the truth. And it's never put me to shame. Romans 5:5.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing. You have a new shirt?
Yes.
Is it a new shirt?
Yes.
Is it a beat shirt?
It's a large, yeah.
It looks like large.
I'll fill it out soon. I'm still growing. Mobetta bought 10 coffees, very generous. Jesse and Experts, I've been busy working.
I'll get to all your calls in a minute. Just hold on, all right?
Okay. I've been busy working and not commenting, but still listening. And wanted to send some coffees to you for all the Monday show. It was amazing.
Thank you. It was amazing. You can podcast the shows if you miss them. It was amazing on Monday, especially with the Experts. Thank you.
He gives 5 more coffees, Mobetta stand-up, saying, I always love to hear Jerry from Georgia on my mind. Thanks for hosting his call so well. He's a little more conspiracy-leaning than me, but he made excellent points, especially at the end for science and physics, the 5.56 or 2.23 rounds, talking about the bullet.
Right.
Are supersonic, barely bigger than a small 22 gun, though. That means Trump probably got more pain from the sound barrier wind blast tearing through the air through his ear than the actual small bullet. Bullet travels faster than the sound of a gun. The bullet makes its own little crack sound. If the assassin accurately aimed at a glass, it would be a small crack in the glass shattering, and then seconds later, the actual gunshot would be heard from the direction it came from.
Oh, amazing. Sound like the bullet is faster than Superman.
Faster than the speed of sound.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for that lesson.
He also gives a warning. Do not allow the lying media to speak against the U.S. Constitution for legal gun owners to own guns over the effort at Trump, even if Trump is pressured to say so by higher scary powers. The majority of crimes being committed by people who illegally acquire guns from gangsters immigrating across the open borders.
Keep it pithy.
Thank you, Mobetta. Stand up.
What the?
Keep them pithy, man.
Yeah, thank you, man, but keep it pithy. What the?
Thanks, as always, for
your thank you.
Generosity.
Yeah.
Ryan B., 5 coffees. Jesus gave the disciples psychedelic mushrooms at the Last Supper? What the? Donald Trump's ear was fake with ketchup? What the? My country is gone.
It's gone. You imagine somebody saying Jesus went to the dinner with some drugs. I understand how the mind works now. But just imagine there are people who think Jesus went to a dinner with drugs to talk to the disciple. Ha! What the? Thank you.
Someone 3 coffees. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Happy white.
Hi. Hi, y'all.
Happy White History Month. James Hake may be known as the guy with the good hair, but can he grow an Amerifro? emoji.
He grows a white fro. Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back. Thank you all very much. Let me take a short break. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back to the program. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And at from 9 to 11, and at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. E Black, Joel Friday TV on fire. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby, Natural Energy, at 12 noon. You don't want to miss them. All right? Check out our merch. Amazing merch. White History T-shirts. July Feels White. Tom Like a Mug. Mugs. Big Mama Michelle. All kind of good stuff up there, all right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store, rebuildingtheman.com/store. Amazing merch. Let's finish up with those super chats, and I want to get to the phone calls here. Super chat.
Andrew bought a coffee. What a weekend. Does the Great White Hope have anything to say?
Let me check. I'm glad you asked. Ask.
And yes, together, we will make America great again.
And now they want to make America safe again.
Nice.
The Great White Hope. Did you see him yesterday with the patch on the ear?
Me? Yes, I did.
He didn't look like he was feeling well enough to be there.
Yeah, I noticed that too. He looked slightly more, well, he looked slightly feeble.
Yeah.
He
because the man was shot in the ear. He went to the hospital. I'm sure they gave him drugs to make him feel better. And he needed to, like, relax through that.
Yeah. I was also thinking that could have shaken him up. I think that would shake me up.
Yeah, up there, somebody trying to shoot you.
Yeah. And they actually killed one of your supporters.
Yeah.
And put a couple of others in the hospital. And that's a shock.
Yeah. It's a shot to your system.
Yeah.
I wish him well.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Greenwald with a coffee. Black adult film stars, fake Catholic priests, aliens speaking in foreign tongues, single mothers, literal communists, plastic forks, and Indian magic. The Republican National Convention is off to a great start.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nikki bought three coffees. Thank you, Greenwald.
Yeah.
Biblical question.
Do you have hope? Do you have hope?
Nope. No hope is dope. Hope takes you to the past. Even the present moment will pass and become past. Hope makes you look outside of yourself. I rather give up hope and have a wait-and-see attitude. Have a god day, y'all. Cowboy emoji.
Thank you. You too. And thanks for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
R.H. Hernandez IV, five coffees. Jesse, after the attempted assassination of the Great White Hope, and he stood up with his fist in the air, blood on his face, and told Americans to fight, fight, fight. I looked at my eight-month-old son and said, what manner of man is this?
The wind as sea. Obey him. Amazing. It is. Just when I think about that, somebody tried to assassinate Donald Trump, a man who didn't even get paid when he was president. He didn't want to get paid. He was doing it because he wanted to do it, not controlled by the quote-unquote establishment or anyone. And someone tried to kill him? You know there's evil in this earth. Well, in people, because the earth itself is not evil. It's the human beings that are evil. I don't think I would encourage every person to get to know themselves and to see the depths of your evil in you, because I don't think human beings understand how wicked they really are. I didn't know, but human beings are evil. Pure, I mean, and evil has, just think, evil has no love, no light, don't care. It's all about self. It's all their mission is to destroy. Human beings are evil. And it's mind-blowing to know that that evil lives in human beings. But you can overcome it if you want to. And then love will take over. And that love will live in you. Amazing. Thank you.
Cion C bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I wish he picked Josh Hawley or somebody if he wanted a young VP.
Who is Josh Hawley?
Josh Hawley is another senator.
Oh.
From, I forget.
Yeah, I kind of know who that is.
Yeah. J.D. Vance was going in around in liberal news media bashing Trump. He's a tech money corrupt guy.
You're allowed a change of heart. See, what the? People change their minds. Really, they do. Some people do. Most people don't. But some people, especially those who are searching for what is right. So get a guy a break. See, what the?
She continues.
And don't judge his past.
Vance was the only Republican choice, so they elected him in Ohio, but he's not the one. I don't know why he picked him. Josh Hawley been fighting and is in the forefront. Vance is the only Republican choice. Blah, blah, blah. Have you seen the Ohio, the illegal immigrants, and everything else? Double question mark.
Oh, I have not in Ohio, but I know they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And give the guy a break, C.I. Don't judge his past. He had a change of heart. And see what happens. Have a way and see. All right? Just have a way to see. But I understand. Have a way to see. Thank you, CR.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Black Angel bought a coffee. Good morning, JLP.
Morning.
Did you notice anything different about President Trump's SS Secret Service detail last night at the RNC convention?
All men.
All men, tall men, unlike the rally.
All men. And he felt safer. Right on. Thank you.
All my bone days bought our coffee. It was such a surreal moment to see our greatest president alive and well at the RNC last night.
Yeah.
What does the Great White House have to say today?
We just played that one. Is that a different one?
It's a different super
show. Oh, okay. Let me see what he's saying today.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
Nice. Thank you.
Ohio KB bought a coffee. That's Trump with his thumbs up, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. Did you know Vance changed his name from his father's surname to the name of his mother's side of his family? He was born J.D. Bowman, his father's name. I'll admit I voted for him for Ohio Senate because of the rhinos and Donald J. Trump Jr. liked him. But I'm not impressed with the guy at all, and I believe you're wrong about him. Guy's a beta.
I might be wrong. I'm not saying I am right. Right. I'm not saying it at all. But I do have a wait and see attitude about how he's going to perform. And also, I know that before he was elected, and they were talking about this list that of prospective people on the list, I was like, well, J.D. Vance seemed like an interesting person. Because every time I saw him speak and saw him in action, saw him in debates, he was pretty tough. But again, I don't know what he's going to do. I have a wait and see. Yeah, I wish him well and just wait and see. That's why I'm doing this. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And betas can make good employees sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't have much to choose from. Anyway, Stan69 with the diamond says, What kind of Country and Western Tuesday is this? No horse, no mule. We finally put it up, man.
That's right. I'm glad you thought of that. Amazing.
Thanks, as always, Stan 69.
Thank you, Stan.
Tony from Chicago bought a coffee. When are the media and the left-wing politicians going to be held accountable for the rhetoric and lies versus Donald Trump?
That's a good question. Never.
Indeed.
They're not going to be held accountable at all. And the only way they're going to be, if they are held accountable, it's going to be up to the public. The public has to stop listening to them. Otherwise, there's no accountability. And they're just going to continue doing what they're doing. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I remember back in the day when boys were boys and men were men, you could literally pump your gas, then go to the store and pay for it. This generation will never experience this seeming minor but significant act.
That's a very good point. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
So, like,
I vaguely believe that that was real, but I don't necessarily remember it.
So you don't remember when people would pump their own grass?
They would pump it and then go and pay for it.
They go to the store and pay for it.
That's what high-trust society.
You didn't have to pay and then go pump it.
Right.
You pump it and then go pay. And
what
they didn't
mess.
Have anyone out there watching to think you're going to run off either.
Right.
You remember that, Nick?
Yeah, I've done that.
See?
Whoa.
In Canada, we have a high-trust society.
Oh, really?
So you can get your gas and then go pay?
Yeah, years ago.
Amazing.
I heard that. I now understand. Okay, so you're saying you could pay, you could pump the gas.
You pull up to the gas tank, get out your car, go and put the gas in the tank, put the nozzle back in, and go in and pay for it.
Yeah, I've done that. Now, I first heard you read the Super Chat. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, who cares about that? But I now realize you're talking about the trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The honesty of your fellow man.
You can't trust that anymore.
We have all these immigrants and dishonest people.
A very interesting Super Chat. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. Amazing. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate it. I really appreciate you reminding me with the gas store how things used to be. My America is gone. Let me go to first-time caller out of Wisconsin.
Ivory,
welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I just had a question. I've been listening to you now. I've been looking at, like, reruns on YouTube and Savage Moments and Get a Job and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pretty okay life now. I wanted to move my life in a different direction before I was 30. I'm 31 now. I'm a realtor here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the question I had for you was, I have a daughter, me and her father, we co-parent very well. She's our only child. We had her young before he went to college at 18. She's 13 now. And my question is, what is some advice on parenting where my daughter will never have to forgive me?
You go to her and apologize for imposing your will on her and not having the patience that you should have while she was growing up. And then you change, meaning you overcome anger, you stay present so that you can only give her love. Only love will come through you. It's not your love, God's love, when you're present, right? And be that example of the light, and she will have a chance.
Okay, and just to let you know, I do the silent prayer every single night. I'm having a problem with falling asleep with it, though. Like, I fall asleep all the time. You have a longer version that's, like, I think, like, 30 minutes. You have one that's short, like 12 minutes. I normally do the 12-minute one, and I'd be so relaxed that my body just dozes off, and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and then I see that it already went off.
Well, I recommend you sit up and do the prayer for now, and then eventually, because all the stresses of the world that you've taken on all your life, it's coming down on you. You're letting go. You're relaxing. You're letting go of the world. And so all this stress is coming down on you. Eventually, because you will not stress to the world, you won't have that stress. And you can lay down and do it. You can sit up and do it. But I would recommend you sit up for now.
Yeah. And what's so crazy is this morning I got an email from another realtor, something that was going to set me off. And you always say, like, pay attention to your thoughts. Like, don't try to hold on to them. Just pay attention to the thoughts that you have.
Yeah.
And that's really changed my life. When I was younger, I used to have anger problems. I used to think that the voices in my head were me.
Yeah.
How are you going to let somebody talk to you like that? Why are you doing that? You got to stand up for yourself, or they're going to always do this. Like, you know that saying, if you let someone slide, they'll start ice skating.
Right.
That was my mindset. Like, you got to check that person now. You got to stand up for yourself. And now, as I sit and I observe and I think about it, and it's like 5 minutes can go by and I wouldn't even be worried about it anymore. I just pay attention to the thoughts. And it's like, I kind of laugh at it now.
Right.
It's
on.
Like I was sitting there.
Yeah.
And if something like super evil comes across my mind, I'll be, so I'm like, whoa, that's insane.
If you stay with so that, just, Aubrey, it's just going to get better and better. And you will not. You will not. And I promise you this. If you stay with it, the Spirit of the Father will cause you to overcome the world, meaning that you will be in the world, but the evil people cannot touch you. And they will try, believe me, they'll work overtime to try to hurt you, try to embarrass you, to try to demean you or take something away from you, but they won't be able to do it because you will no longer be of evil.
Yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I haven't forgave her as far as in telling her face-to-face. Like, I forgive her. And the reason because of that, my mom lived in a completely different state, so our relationship is not really bad, if you will. So it's like she's far enough from me where I don't necessarily have to even communicate with her every day.
And so have you forgiven her?
No.
And how will you be totally free if you don't forgive her?
I will.
Because avoiding her is not going to free you up. Can't you FaceTime with her?
Man, when I tell you, Jesse, my mom is something else. Like, she's something else. Like, she thinks she's a witch. Like, she believes in talking to her ancestors. Like, and she thinks that she's supposed to pray to them. She thinks that, like, that's how her mindset is. And she's very emotional and she gets loud and it's like, oh my goodness, the way I just put it in my head is I would rather just avoid it than to even try to, hey mom, I forgive you, and that's forgive me for what? And it's like it's going to spark up this whole thing with her where I'd rather her just be where she is and I stay where I am.
But how will you be totally free if you don't, how will you become totally free if you don't forgive her, because you have her nature in you? You're not even yourself yet.
Well, she's coming to Wisconsin soon, so I'll call you back and let you know how that goes. I want to come down there and come to church with you as well.
Okay,
I'm
nice.
I'm thinking about that, even if I come by myself.
Right,
because
on.
I listen to you all the time. I was just listening to what was it? I think it was like you were talking about women. You were like, all women are evil. Jesse, oh my goodness. If I would have found all of your videos before I even became an adult, a mother, it would have changed everything.
Yeah.
You are right. I get angry when I can't control men, when they don't do what I say, and I think they're doing me wrong by not doing what I say.
Yeah.
And I really had to sit and reflect on that. And I was like, wow. I've never been taught this. I never looked at the world from this perspective, ever. So it's like, you're amazing. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'm in Milwaukee right now. The RNC is going on. I tried to get down there
yesterday
so I can see Trump. Yes, but they have it like you're trying to cross the border down there.
I know. It's easy to cross the border to get into that event. But,
yes.
But let me ask, because of time, how will you overcome your mother if you don't face her?
I am going to face her.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I feel like I can do it. I just always thought like maybe avoiding certain people was best. But she's going to be here soon in Wisconsin. I'm going to do it. I'm going to call you back and let you know how it was.
Absolutely. And once you face her and forgive her, it's going to free you from her. And if you want to be around her, you will. If you don't, you won't. If you need to speak up to her, you will. If you don't, you'll be fine because you will be you and not your mother. You will not be subject to her at all. You'll be a free person.
So let me ask you this really quick. Should I just do it when she's in the... Should I just say, okay, Mom, I forgive you. Good mood, bad mood, it doesn't matter.
Let her be how... Whatever mood she's in, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you. Those are her, the spirits inside of her. So if she act out and she say, oh, I should be a, you, I need to forgive you. Or she start talking about the dead people. You look at her like you're looking at a crazy movie. You tell her, let her know, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you couldn't help yourself. And God will forgive you. And you go and live your life. But don't have any expectation. You don't know how she will or will not act.
Okay. I'll do it, and I'll call you back and let you know how it goes.
I wish you well. Good to hear from you, all right?
Thank you.
Amazing.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. It's... Is it Jacqueline? I can't hear him.
Yes.
Jacqueline. Thank you. Jacqueline, a first-time call out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I have been watching your show for over a month now. I think you are amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. So, I'm 50 years old. I was born in Hartford, Connecticut, but raised in Alabama. My father lived in Connecticut, but my stepdaddy was from New Jersey, who moved down here with my mother from New Jersey. It's not confusing, but they came from the East Coast. But I was born on the East Coast and raised in Alabama. My stepfather was amazing, and even my father was. So which is my biological father. He was amazing. Both of them have passed. But I really cannot have nothing negative to say about my father nor my stepfather. And then I became a single parent of two. And I was never the type to badmouth their fathers because I did have two baby fathers. I never badmouthed them. I always encouraged my kids to want to be around them, around their fathers. But they never did want to. But one thing about me is that I do not believe in bashing no one because they disagree with me.
Yes.
Or because things don't go my way.
Nice.
So another thing, too, that
Jacqueline, hold for me. Let me take a break. And do not hang up, all right? I'll be right back in a moment. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. The guy with the good hair and a brand new shirt today. Check out the shirt. It's weird shirt, too. I don't know what those things are on his shirt. Bushes.
Birds of paradise.
Oh, birds of paradise flock together. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. The bird flu in Colorado, a few cases. Whoopi Goldberg spread her mother's ashes maybe 10, 15 years ago. At Disneyland, oh, not quite 15 years ago. At Disneyland, you're not supposed to do that. Some of them. And Mama Kels, Travis Kels and that other Kels guy's mother is going to be in a Hallmark Christmas movie. And Terrell Davis got in a little disagreement with a United stewardess, and United Airlines apologized to him because they escorted him off the plane off of this stewardess, or flight attendant anyway. I don't know if it was a male stewardess. I think it was a female. Falsely accused him, maybe. Just all kinds of mess going on. Gaza, there's deaths continuing, death continuing in Gaza. Again, this is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, July 16th, 2024 AD. Stay tuned for hour three, last hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, coming right up. There is one line open. You can call in right now. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers, and any remaining super chats as well. We'll get to you. Bird flu. Five cases of the bird flu have been identified among workers culling poultry at a farm in northeast Colorado, according to the state health officials. The commercial egg operation was impacted by the H5N1 outbreaks that have affected wild birds and dairy cows in several states, at least a few states. Since the first cattle infections reported in March, 157 herds have tested positive for H5N1 across 13 states. That's more than several. Four states have had more than 20 herds impacted: Texas, Idaho, Colorado, and Michigan, according to the Department of Agriculture. But on Friday, the scared woman-led CDC, not led by Christians, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they said the risk assessment for the general public remains low. Well, that's nice, I guess. Whoopi Goldberg scattered some of her mother's ashes at Disneyland. She told it in some podcast promoting some memoir book that she wrote about her mother, brother, and I don't know. Spreading human ashes at Disneyland properties is strictly prohibited and unlawful, but Whoopi Goldberg defied the rules so her late mother could spend eternity, so claims CNN, very fake news, at one of her favorite places. They say that it happens once a month, and they call it a grandma cleanup because they have to clean up after grandma's ashes. Terrible. Donna Kels is joining the cast of a Kansas City Chiefs Hallmark movie with 23 weeks left until Christmas. Count them. Some studios are beginning to line up their slate of holiday movies, better known as Christmas movies. The Hallmark Channel announced this week that Travis Kels, and it's Kels, not Kelsey, but you can call it Kelsey. That's what he calls it because they're beta. But it's Donna Kels, Travis Kels's mom, has been cast in their upcoming Christmas film, Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. Terrible, huh? I guess you didn't really need to know that. United Airlines shares this quote. This is clearly not the kind of travel experience we strive to provide. Issuing an apology after Football Hall of Famer Terrell Davis said he was wrongfully removed from a plane in handcuffs after he tapped, according to him, a flight attendant's arm to ask for a cup of ice. The former NFL player said authorities let him go after they determined the flight attendant made inaccurate accusations stemming from their interaction. United Airlines has removed the flight attendant, also known as a stewardess, from duty while they review the incident. What a mess, huh? Also a mess? Gaza. 38,000 people have been killed in the war in Gaza since Israel began their military campaign aimed at destroying Hamas. Pardon me if I'm doing that too obnoxiously. After the October 7th attacks, you know, it saw around 1,200 Israelis killed, that October 7th attack. According to Gaza Health Ministry, 38,000 Palestinians have been killed, including many from Hamas. Since Friday, Israel has launched a wave of deadly missile strikes on what they called terrorist targets. hunting down Hamas's leadership with U.S. weapons. I'm James Hake.
It's why history must. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's what history must. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be what history.
Uniting the races. Sorry about that, Phil. I was running around. It was my bag. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. You can get involved 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question. So this horse is blocking this camera? A little bit. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Amazing, huh? You can, if you're busy anywhere in the world at any time, if you are busy and you can't watch the show, sit and watch it. You can podcast all the shows, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing and where you are, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And it's the last hour of the show on Tuesday today. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back, bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? What the? Who let the dogs out? Ooh. Amazing. 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 Let me go back to Jacqueline. I had to put Jacqueline on hold. First time I called out of Sweet Home, Alabama. We ran out of time there. Jacqueline, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
I don't mind holding for you. You are an alpha male. Let me say this. I do have hope. I have hope that the Most High come and destroy all this stuff that has been turned upside down. That's the hope that I do have. Now, that's what I'm waiting on. Let me ask you a question. I think I did know you said that you grew up in Alabama. You grew up on a plantation.
Yes.
And, okay. And also, let me ask you about the Great South during the Civil. You was there during the Civil Rights Movement and all that, right?
I was.
Okay. What? And I ain't trying to take you off course because I know other people want to speak. But let me say this. What do you think about Martin Luther King? Do you think that there has been a terrible mistake made with Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement, including Rosa Parks? She was from Tuskegee, who was set up to Brentwood. I just really do think that this has been a conflict of interest for the so-called blacks here in America. Because back then, I'm 50, but I can't remember my mother and my father telling me things of how it was growing up. And then as I grew up, which is, I'm a 70s baby raised in the 80s, I never seen no junk what I'm saying now. They're all blatant out with this. If you don't like black people, if you don't like white people, that's you. That's on you.
Yeah.
I am for, and I used to be a Democrat until I looked at and saw the things that Obama was doing. I stopped voting all because of Obama. I felt like it was a waste of time. What do you think about? I know I scrammed everything together, but can you please give me some insight that make me think that I'm not the one crazy here? Because my family, they like, oh, you something is wrong with you.
Well, the one thing I can tell you, that the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks was the civil rights movement. That should not have never happened, because they made the blacks believe that they couldn't make it, and that white people are holding them back, and somehow or another that blacks were not able to think for themselves, that they need black leadership. And they also sold the blacks over to the Democratic Party for a welfare check and to control the blacks. And it's just been downhill ever since. Black people, prior to the civil rights movement, black people were not blaming white people for their problems. They were raising their children. They had jobs. They had businesses.
And the money circulated in our community.
Just
we
fine.
We had mom and pop stores.
Yeah.
I remember my mother having credit with the guy. His name was Joe. It was two Joes on our corner in Montgomery. And she was able to get credit when we ran out of food. She go right down there to him and come back up the street with food. And when she get paid, she was able to pay him back.
I remember those days too. Absolutely. I absolutely remember that. But the so-called civil rights movement was civil wrong, right? They changed all that by taking control of the blacks, and now you have crime everywhere. Black people blaming white people.
And for they claim righteousness is good. My son, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm going to say it again. Yeah. I was a single parent. I have an older son. He's 33 now. My son is good with his hands, and he is an alpha. I consider my son to be an alpha male, and I thank God I thank the Most High for him giving me that footwork and putting them. I just thank him for it, because I saw so many things. I saw young babies asking me for hot sauce, and sounding like they gay. Miss Jackie, you got any hot sauce? Don't you know? I said, oh no. My son was 4 years old then. I saw it coming then. My son is 33. And he is a good male, takes care of his kids, and he's good with his hands.
That's how it used to be growing up. The men were taught to, from day one, to work and be responsible. Mm-hmm. And when they become of age, they go out on their own and make a life for themselves. And that's all gone now, because the blacks have turned their lives over to the government, to the so-called civil rights leaders. And it just only got worse.
And we don't even need civil rights leaders.
No, not at all.
Ever.
Never needed them. Never need them.
And if we did, where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's all these people now? I heard they're in nursing homes everywhere. This is what I heard. And like I said, these young cats out here now, they don't want to hear that junk they got that was talking about back then. Now, that's one thing I do like about them. They love tolerance, and they know it's a lie. Some of the things they are right about, these youngins do know this stuff is not making sense.
Yeah.
It is not. And I know for a fact we were not brought here by ships.
Yes.
We were already here.
Yeah.
We were already here, Jesse. And man, I like talking to you. I'm going to say this in my hang-up. You are so funny. You be tearing their heads apart. I'd be like, this man is ripping their heads. It'd be so funny, and you don't be meaning to do it.
No.
It's just your way of thinking, yeah. And that's how I like to do. I do the same thing, but I don't like to be, you're not disrespectful either. But I said, this man right here be ripping them out. I promise you, I told my son, I said, you got to listen to this guy. You got to listen to him.
Well, I promise
you, you be tearing them up. I've been trying to watch all your shows, and I said, you know what? I'm going to see if I can call. I thought it aired today at 1, but my phone went off and said, oh, he's on air now. I said, oh, let me get up and call. And he said, I'm going to give you heads up. I'm going to cash app you. I'm going to do all that because I appreciate that.
Wow.
And I promise you, I lay on my bed, I be tending myself. I be like, this man is for real, though. You don't mean nothing. You just tell the truth and how it needs to be.
Yeah.
I wish you can do that all the with everybody.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, they just walk off. Hey, you go, where you going? Where you they take that thing. I didn't come here. What? Let me ask you this. Do you interview them first, or they don't know? They don't know what they're walking into? That's one question I want to ask.
Well, I have a producer, and he talked to the guests before I do. I only talk to them once I get on the stage.
You so funny. You keep asking the same question. You're asking the same question over and over. And I said, oh, they don't slipped up now. They slipped up because he kept asking. And then they have to go all the way back around and didn't still end up admitting it.
Yeah.
I said, look at this man here. He hell on wheels.
Amazing.
You know what? I salute you for real.
Well, I
appreciate it. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Jacqueline. And call me again, all right?
I will. Thank you for taking my call.
And I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing lady from Sweet Home, Alabama. Alabama. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Away, away, way down yonder in Dixie. Away, away, away from Pearl Yolin. Just hold on, folks. They got to get the calls out there in a minute. I don't know what's going on. Thank you, Nick. I want you to see this, and then I go back to the callers and the super chats. I want to know. I'm making a note to myself. I want to know what you think about this. I want to know what you think about this. This is from CNN. And I've said over and over again that human beings are evil. There's no such thing as a good person. There's no such thing as a good person. You're not good. Only God is good. That's the only good around. And you can overcome evil by seeing, admitting to yourself, your heart is wicked. You have anger. Your heart is wicked. You're jealous. You have strife. And an angry person, a lonely person, a revengeful person, a person with fear, a person with living in their imagination, man or female, male or female. The one thing you can bank on, you can take this to the bank. Whether it's your family member, so-called friends or co-workers or the bums on the streets or whatever, politicians, movie stars, whatever they are, rich men, rich women, poor women, an angry person, a lonely person, is a desperate person. And a desperate person will do anything. A desperate person have no limitation in evil. A desperate person A lonely person is a desperate person. A man or a woman, male or female, that's looking for love is a desperate person. A male or female that looking for richness, money, fame, whatever, is a desperate person. And a desperate person have no limit to their destruction. There's no limit to their evil. If you doubt me, pay attention to the evil that's in you, and you will see how desperate you are. And it will cause you to see the desperation of other human beings. And angry. When God said that, do not trust an angry person, I didn't know what he meant. I didn't know the deepness of it. A person that want attention. A person that want to be like others. They compare themselves to others. A person that cannot stand alone. They have to have a crowd with them. It's a desperate person. And a desperate person will do anything. And it's all about self. When women take men's children away from them and keep the children away from the fathers, even if the court said, well, this father has visitation right, which is dumb to even take the children to court for, but they do it. And she keep the children away from the father because she want to hurt the father. And if it's me hurting the children too, it doesn't matter. That's an evil, desperate person. And there's no limit to their destruction. There's no love in desperation. An angry person is a desperate person. You don't understand the depths of evil until you start to overcome it yourself. And you're going to see it as it's weird in that. When you see it in you and start to overcome it, you're going to see it in human beings. You're going to be like, what the? Because it's hidden. Otherwise, because if you can't see it in yourself, you're not going to be able to see it in others. And you're going to think you're hanging around nice people. You're going to think that you're hanging around with friends. You're going to think you're safe around mama or daddy or son or daughter or friends or co-worker. You're going to think you're safe and you're not. And desperate person will put on whatever color you want them to put on, whatever face you want them to put on, because they're desperate. And desperate person is an evil person. And an evil person is desperate, and there's no limitation. I wish I do counseling every day by phone, Skype, or walking, individual family counseling. I wish you could hear and see coming in the destruction and families that's brought on by desperate parents, angry parents. It's hard to believe. It really is. It's just hard to believe. But I understand evil. You're not on your own. You're not on your own, and you don't have a free will. You're either controlled by evil, and you evil have you thinking that you're on your own and you have a free will, but you're not. It's controlling you. Or you've overcome evil and you're controlled by good. You're not in control. You can't be in control. You ain't going to be in control. You cannot not ears around. You ain't going to be in control. You're blind. If you think you're in control of your own life, you're deceiving yourself, and you're a desperate, dangerous person. And all of your motives are evil. You have no love, for yourself, for God, or no one else. Everything about you is pure evil. You can cover it up and give it a name. I heard a lady tell me the other day, nice lady, hi, nice lady. She said she was a nice person. I'm like, no, a good person. I'm like, no. She's like, my husband said these bad things about me, and it hurts. I'm like, why does it hurt? Is it true? No, it's not true. I'm a good person. No, you're not. A good person would not be sharing in tears because of what someone said or does not say. Y'all don't know the desperation of evil people. Look at the world around you. Our politicians have now made it legal for criminals to do smash and grabs, to walk into your store and take your stuff and just walk out, to whatever you want to do. And they put a limitation on the businesses. Isn't that desperation? They love power and they love wealth. And whatever they can get to get it, they will. They have you fighting amongst yourselves about race. Think about that. You ain't had nothing to do with your color. When you popped out of your mama womb, you already that color. And yet, because your hearts are wicked, and the people you listen to are wicked, they have you believing that there's such a thing as racism, and your color matters, and you're fighting over it. Think about that. Because you can't see either you're evil, and you can't see you're fighting over something called color of a body, some skin. And everybody the same color anyway, you're just a little lighter than the other one. Or a little darker than the other one. But you fight over skin color. Anyway, let me do this real fast. This is from CNN. A black man got a job interview after he changed his name on the resume. Now he is suing for discrimination. Here's a picture of this guy by the name of Dwight Jackson. And Dwight used the name John something. We don't have the picture. John Jabrowski. And you see it in the soundbite I'm about to play for you. Watch this from CBS. Watch this.
Chanel Hotel in Detroit is accused of racial discrimination after a man claims his name blocked him from getting a job. Now he's taking that fight to court. CBS News Detroit's Terrell Bailey leads our coverage tonight from outside of that hotel.
It's a classic case of supposed discrimination. One man's search for a hospitality job has now led him to suing the Shinola Hotel.
The law prohibits discrimination based on race, but as a civil rights lawyer who's very, very busy, I can tell you this happens all the time.
John Marco represents Dwight Jackson. Earlier this year, Jackson applied for a job at the Shinola Hotel. With a history of hospitality jobs, he was shocked to not get a call back, his lawyer says. That's when he switched up his resume.
Didn't change anything substantive. He only changed his name to a white-sounding name of John Jabrowski. And suddenly, he got multiple interviews in a matter of days.
Here's a look at those resumes, both very similar. Only minor changes were made, like dates. Now, with serious accusations looming, we got this statement from the hotel. It reads, quote, "We take this allegation very seriously and do not tolerate discrimination of any kind. We're committed to fostering an inclusive workplace where everyone has the opportunity to succeed and are dedicated to building a diverse workforce that reflects the community."
Mr. Jackson actually confronted them and said, "I'm Dwight Jackson. I'm the guy that's been applying for a job. And they said, you're done. We don't want to hire you.
Ann Arbor City Council recently passed a resolution implementing an anonymous hiring initiative for city jobs, meaning potentially biased information would be removed from applications. Talking with Councilwoman Harrison, who spurred the move, she says it's cases like Jackson's while they're setting a standard.
It causes generational harm, thus the wealth gap, right? It contributes to the wealth gap, and it has for generations contributed to the wealth gap between whites and blacks.
While cities and states adopt fair chance laws, which requires the removal of criminal conviction questions on applications, it still can cause discrimination based on names or zip codes. Both Harrison and Marco believe in order to curtail the problem, we need laws at the state and federal level.
As an employer, what folks should be focused on are skills and qualifications at the basis for employment decisions.
Now, attorney Marco tells me since being vocal about the alleged discrimination Mr. Jackson has faced, his phone's been ringing, as others are also accusing the Shinola of discrimination as well. In downtown Detroit, Terrell Bailey, CBS News, Detroit.
Amazing. I would never hire a person like that. You don't know the reason you didn't get the job. And then you come back with a fake name. And he's like, oh, that was me? Ain't no way to live. I'm going to hire you. This is desperation. This is what evil people do. All human beings, not one, but all human beings are evil, possessed in the mind and emotion, in the body, until they wake up to what's going on within themselves. You can wake up and overcome it. And white people, you had a major game played on you with this fake idea of racism. And there's nothing you can do and ever will be able to do to stop it until you say no more, until you overcome the fear and say no more. You can say what you want. Don't argue with the devil. The devil wants you to argue. The devil cannot rest unless you argue with him and all his little demons so that it can maintain what it thinks is life. It's called life. It's called death life. And as long as you argue with these people and try to prove that you're not a racist, you're giving them control over you. You can't prove anything to the devil. Evil is evil. You can't prove anything to evil people. And why should you? Why should you even think about evil people? They need you to think about them. They need a reaction from you. They need attention so that gives them a force of energy, a force of life to go after you even more so. Angry people are evil, and evil people are desperate. They're desperate. I don't care who it is. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. It has nothing to do with physical. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with class action, distinguish between the rich or the poor, whatever they call that stupid woman just said, the black woman. They are lying to you. But because you're angry, you're desperate too, and you're fierce, and desperate people are dangerous. You can't see what's going on. Overcome evil with good by letting anger go from yourself. Overcome the anger in you, and you can be free. And you'll see and understand what's going on, and the power of love, the power of truth, which is the nature of God. I ain't talking about your power, my power, nobody's power. Nobody has power. It will protect you. God does protect his own. But you must return to the Father. You can't play a game. You can't pretend you are in all this mess. You got to return or not. You can't fake it. 888-775-3777. I wonder how that guy never setting that up like that. That's evil. your phone calls and super chats. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Country and Western music, amazing today. Thank you. Nicholas, the anchor baby. Couple announcements.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Yeehaw! So Hassan is working on this. We should have some good news for you soon. We should. I have to wait. But anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Freitag TV, he black. Mending Relationships. Joel Freitag TV at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Joel Freitag TV. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. You doing your show at 12 today? You are?
Yeah.
Oh. Why are you looking at that?
Because how did you know that I had an inkling of something else?
Oh, will you give a person a way out, they're going to take it.
But it's not a way out.
The fact that I
asked. I'm still doing.
Oh, you're doing your show at 12 noon or 12 or 4? It gave you a way out to do it at 4.
You mean a way out to do, like, a different show? It's still a show.
Yeah. Amazing. So the Anchor Baby at maybe 12 noon, if not at 4 p.m. for sure.
Yes. You. Thanks for following my channel, by the way. Everybody's up to date with when I go on.
Yeah, that's amazing. Natural energy, given to him by God. For personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And for personal shout out, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, whatever. And follow us on social media. Go and follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell. Whatever. On JLP on Talk, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Rumble.com, Jesse Lee Peterson. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And Cozy. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Christ is King. Oh, amazing. All right. And we have our own thing right now. Punchy.tv. Our own thing. Punchy, PUNCHIE.tv. You can watch the network on our own platform. Punchy. Punchie.tv. PUNCHIE.tv. And also, don't forget to follow us on X and Instagram. Go over there responding to the biblical questions and some of the other comments that I made. Whatever. We need your help over there. Go over there. Run over there right now. Say hi to Mr. X. What's the name of that man that owns X?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. So let me tell you this, and then I'm going to the phones here. This is from Brave
AI.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed a first in the nation law. Gavin Newsom signed a first in the nation law banning schools from requiring parents to be notified if their child is transgender without the child's permission. That's from the CNN and the National Review. That's in California. State law in California. Gavin Newsom, according to Brave AI, Gavin Newsom signed a first-in-the-nation law banning schools from requiring parents to be notified that their child is a transgender without the child's permission. Amazing! You know how I feel about that? Nothing. Because the parents don't have time for the children. The mama at work trying to get her ego gratification. So she's dropping the child off at daycare or at school. The school is the babysitting campus for her. She don't love the children, so whatever. No problem. Hey, nice, Gavin. Because Gavin knows the parents don't care. He knows that women don't love children. Mothers don't love their children. It's all an act. It's just an act. They go and cry. And they get on TV and talk about, oh, my child was killed. Oh, my child was transgender. And they cry, but they don't care. If they did, they'd be at home watching over the children. So they lying. And when they cry, the tears are fake. They're just thrills to get a reaction. When a mother is crying over a child, it's just a thrill to get you to react so she can feel even more of a thrill. Because if you love the children, they'll stay home with the children. There'll be no excuses. Let me go to Samantha out of California. Oh, Samantha's gone? Let me go to Adrian out of Florida. Adrian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Adrian.
Hi to everyone there. First thing, I got to apologize. I think I was a little spicy, but not verbally, when I was getting asked what I wanted to talk about. I apologize. I don't know who answered the phone.
You were nasty to them?
No, I wasn't nasty, but I could feel my attitude a little bit.
Really? What?
Yeah.
And now that
I know,
you
but
see
I'm
that,
publicly
is it
admitting it?
And now that you see that spirit in you, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I just said it out loud because it's not cool.
No, you watch it so that it'll be taken away.
Yes. So what I wanted to talk about was I was trying to get in on the phone yesterday about the RNC. I forgot what you call that, but the big old meeting that they're having and everything.
The convention?
Yes.
Okay. Stay close to your phone for me.
Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead.
So I watched some tidbits of, you know, the different people speaking, and they had Amber Rose on there, which you had on your Fallen State show.
Yes.
And one of the union members from New York for the Steamfitters, which these are the type of guys I worked with, and I know the guy. And I just wanted to say it was amazing. But I also see the thrills you get out of it. But it's true. You do. I mean, even if you're not there, the electricity and just the, I don't know what that is, but you feel it through. And then to see President Trump, with the bandage on his ear is just, is something else. I mean, I wish most of the things that were said were all true, not from Trump, but from the other people. Really quick, when it was perfect, I thought how your biblical question from Sunday and what took place over the weekend, are you dismayed? Why are we dismayed with other people?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes.
And I thought about that, and I was like, I'm not dismayed. But what it made me do once again, like today, was look at myself, and I'm like,
yes,
that evil that I see has dictated my life for so long, and I don't want it because it's ugly.
Yeah.
And the more you see it from a non-judgmental way outside of you, it's horrifying to me that that is something that, you know, has made a home in me, even though I know it's not me, and even though I'm doing my silent prayer, I listen to you, and I'm seeing more and more things. But I thought that was perfect for that.
Yeah.
And then I think it's perfect again with your biblical question, do you have hope? And when you see something like the RNC convention, or you see Trump almost get whatever, I don't even like saying it, and then stand up and then say fight. It's not that I have hope in the situation,
right,
but I have hope in the spirit behind it, because it just fills my body. I don't know about anybody else, but
yeah,
it fills me with some kind of joy or something. I don't even know how to describe it, but to see that, it's like when I listen to you and when I see how your life has unfolded, or how just before you did that conference in Orlando, you said you're going to make a 24-hour network. And look at it. It's like it's happening.
Amazing.
So it's the spirit behind it,
yeah,
that gives me hope. Or when I could say on the phone, I apologize because I was a little, you know, whatever, when I was asked, you know, what do you want to talk about? Three times. I was like, what do you mean? I already told you. But,
whoa.
So, yeah.
Amazing.
I did.
I want to tell you this. I was surprised
what?
To see Emma Rose. I happened to catch her talk last night. I didn't know she had switched to Republican, and I didn't know that she's saw things the way that she see them now. And that is the beauty of human nature, if they're serious, that you can change from evil to good. It's really up to you.
It is. And the fact that she even thanked her father like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just say this. When Trump was first elected, I used to be in New York. I worked in construction. I've met you. I went to the conference in January, the women's thing. And I cried when Trump was elected, and I didn't even know why. And at the time, this is just a testament to how your heart can change. And at the time, I was already going through stuff with thinking about my Christianity. Why am I going to church and going to a restaurant on Sunday? I'm miserable. And then I thought to myself, why am I crying over this guy? So one day I was like, what is wrong with me? You know, those questions that you start to ask when God is being merciful on you.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, now when he wasn't elected in 2020, I cried because I was like, this is just not right. So for anybody, and even with the J.D. Vance thing, which I'm sure your guys are going to investigate more about the story, the movie, and all this other stuff, you can change. And it's the mercy and the hope of God that allows you to see yourself, and it has to be that way. And you can change.
Anyone that wants to change,
I mean?
You can overcome evil. Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So that's all I want to say.
Thank you.
I love you. And I'm loving when I see you guys with the new style that's coming about naturally.
Yes.
And you're all just talking there. Oh, my God. It's the best.
Amazing.
It is the best. I love it.
I appreciate that.
So be well, all of you. And thank you.
You're welcome. And good to hear from you.
All right. Nice
and happy White History Month, by the way.
Oh, yes. Happy White History Month.
Thank
Amen.
You.
All right.
Amazing.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. July just feels white. White History. Always going to be White History Month. What the? Let me go to Joe out of Ohio. Joe, been waiting a while. Joe, welcome to the show. Thank you for holding on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing today, buddy?
All this way. Well, Joe.
I just called in today to talk to you. I was at the Trump rally on Saturday with my wife, and I just called to talk to you about that a little bit today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, we were just about three rows back, about 10 or 12 feet from where Mr. Trump was speaking.
Really?
Yes, and all of a sudden we started hearing that popping.
Come a little closer to your phone, Joe.
Oh, okay. You got me now?
Okay, yeah. Just stay close to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were very close to what happened and what transpired there, and it was we had VIP seating. We came in through Secret Service. But I will say the rally did seem a little disorganized because there was quite a few people piling in there, even into the VIP section. But as the shots began to ring out, everybody started yelling to get down. And so I had my wife with me, and I had her get down. And then I ended up getting on top of her to protect her and try to shield her head from the gunfire. And then we looked over, and we saw the gentleman that got shot in the head. And
who was really?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was one of those moments, once I realized how serious it was after the reality of what was really happening. I didn't notice that Trump got shot at first, and then as I kind of lifted my head up, I looked towards the stage and realized he was on the ground.
Wow.
And, the one thing that was alarming is this DEI, where they had these smaller women there trying to protect him, and even the Secret Service agents that was near our section, because we were near the senators and the congressmen and were right next to us. And I just don't know how that's going to change, because something bad is going to happen just within the framework of that. We have these shorter women trying to protect a taller man like Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, I looked at that situation, and they seemed unprepared, and just overall. And even after leaving out of there, it was interesting how it's amazing how dishonest the media was about the situation. Many of the people close to what happened were very calm and collected, which was amazing to me, and it was remarkable to see how collected everybody was, and everybody was just trying to help the people that got hurt. And I watched the local police came running over there to help the gentleman that got shot. And
you said the local police?
Yeah, there was a group of local police ran over there after the one gentleman that got shot up in the on the bleachers. I saw them go running up in there to take care of him. And then, and like I said, in the meantime, we were just all huddled down there. And the one guy that was there, who was a former Navy or a former military guy, was really helpful, man. The courage that he displayed there was amazing. I think he has some type of show or podcast, but his name was Sean, and I'm not familiar with his last name, but he was amazing in that situation, guiding the people away from the gunfire over there and where the guy got hurt.
I know.
We were all able to get out of there, but it was interesting to listen to the media talk about how they described what happened there initially, and some of them saying there were some loud noises, and some of them even described it as Trump just fell down on stage. I mean, it was it's unbelievable and alarming to see how these people describe these things and mischaracterize what happened. I can't even, I don't understand, and I guess it goes back to what you say about people being evil, how people could be so dishonest about what was even happening in the realm of that situation.
Yeah. The media cannot be trusted for sure. They're definitely on an ego trip. And then you mentioned the short CIA females. There was a guy at the Sunday service, a friend of Barn at Sunday service, and he mentioned that too, how the woman was so short that she couldn't really cover Trump all the way, right? And but that woman, it's being reported that from CBS News that in an effort to diversify the agency, Director Kimberly Chatter, is it Chatter?
Cheadle
aimed to have 30% female recruit by 2030. Not only are they going to, that woman proved that women should not be in the CIA like that, they're going to add 30% more. It's going to become 30%. Just imagine how dangerous it will become, knowing that these women cannot protect anyone in the CIA.
Yeah, I would agree with you that. And beyond that, you could tell the women that were involved in that situation. And
I mean, Secret Service,
women.
Yeah.
It's the Secret Service agents, women that were in that situation were frazzled. You could see it near where we were, and they were not calm and collected. And they even the one was ducking. She wasn't raising herself up to protect Trump. And it's like the instinct within the framework of a woman is that's not there to die for a man.
Yes.
The reality of it is like in any given situation like that, I don't care what it is, the man is there to protect the woman. And if he gets killed, so be it. And that's kind of the same idea that I had in my mind as I saw my wife laying there uncovered. I got on top of her and covered her head.
Right on.
Not knowing for sure what was going to happen next. But one thing I did want to mention, too, while I'm on here is just the amazing courage and presence that Mr. Trump displayed put me in a position where I felt like I've always been a supporter of Trump. But also in that circumstance, I realized how tough he was just all around. I knew he was tough mentally.
Yeah.
And you could see all the punishment he's taken from these people trying to attack him on a daily basis with all these lawsuits and lawfare. And after that, I looked at him like a warrior. And at that point, I thought, man, I'd walk 1,000 miles over broken glass to vote for this man.
Right on. So you were on, you said, what row? About 11 rows behind him?
No, I was 3 rows. I mean, when Mr. Trump was speaking, I was like right near where he was. We were in the VIP section there, and we were like right next to where the senators were and the congressmen. So we were right.
Nice.
Back.
So, Joe, let me ask us. So you're sitting there, the president starting his talk up, you're relaxing, you're not expecting anything. What's the first thing that goes through your mind when you hear the shots or you saw the president grab his ear or people, they're saying, go down. What is going through your mind right away?
Right away, it was kind of surreal. Like you can't really believe what's transpiring, and you can't believe what's happening. And at first, what I thought was somebody was up in the bleacher section with a pistol because it sounded like a .22 was being shot. It didn't seem like anything powerful, so I just thought, wow, I think there might be a radical up there that maybe somehow got a pistol in here and started shooting people in where the guy got shot in the head in the bleachers.
Right.
So. Once that happened and the guy, once we heard that gunfire, then everybody just started yelling, get on the ground. And so that's what we ended up doing. And my friend and I just were trying to protect our wives. And honestly, like your life kind of flashes before you, especially when I saw the guy was wounded. And that's when I thought, man, I thought my life might be over soon. Quite honestly, I thought, wow, because we didn't know where it was coming from at all. We just, I mean, and there was nowhere to go. I mean, there was thousands and thousands of people there, and even in that was the media, hundreds of people at the Trump rally, and that was such a lie too. They just get on there and they describe it as hundreds of people. There was not hundreds of people there. There was thousands and thousands of people. I mean, and that's the thing too. There was nowhere to go. Like you couldn't. Typically, I think in those situations, people try to run away from what's happening or try to get away. There were so many people there. No one was going anywhere, and all you could really do was try to get on the ground and protect yourself.
Let me ask you two other quick questions because of time. So did you see the other two people that was wounded?
No. The only person that we saw was the guy. We were near the bleachers there, but we also did see the when just before Trump got on, we did see those the sniper that actually shot the perpetrator there. We saw those snipers get up there and get set up on top of the roof right behind the flags
right
where Mr. Trump came out.
So did you see the blood on the president's ear?
No, I didn't notice what happened. You weren't able to see him because I think by the time we heard those shots, everybody started dropping down.
Oh,
and by
yeah.
the time I looked up, there was a dog pile of Secret Service agents on top of Mr. Trump. And then obviously, they were holding him there until they could eliminate the threat.
And, Joe, when you looked around and you saw the dead man in the eye that had been shot, what were you thinking then?
That's when the gravity of the situation really started to enter my mind. And like I said, it just kind of, it's hard to your life kind of flashes before you, because quite honestly, like I think you start thinking, am I next? I think that was the next question. You know, am I next? Is there some way I can try to protect my wife in a situation? And I think as a man, the whole concept of when you marry a woman, you're there to provide and protect.
Yeah.
And to the death. Like, you know, you marry a woman and you pledge your life to her. And sadly, in today's world, not many people take it that seriously.
Right. Joe, I'm sorry I didn't get to you sooner. It was an amazing call. Will you call me again?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, I can go on and on. This is so interesting to me, man. Call me again, Joe.
All right, take care.
And thank you for that follow-up, man.
You're welcome.
All right. Oh, amazing.
Have a good day.
You too. You too. That's an amazing story to me, folks. The show is over, but the conversation isn't. All right? So find me on Twitter, @JLP Talk. @JLP Talk, all right? On Twitter there. Amazing. Thank you, Joe. This is like right there. That's an amazing story. Thank you, Joe. Call me again. I could have asked you some more questions about it. I'm out of time. The Hake Report coming up now. Then Joel Friday TV. And then the American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your support. We'll do your super test tomorrow. I'm sorry I didn't get to them today, but we'll knock them out tomorrow. I do appreciate it. You got it. We're dealing with evil, folks. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. Human nature is evil. You're dealing with wickedness. All humans are possessed by evil until they overcome and be possessed by good. All right. Get on that straight and narrow. It's up to you. Men and women, forgive your mothers, forgive your father, do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and watch. Watch the imagination. It's deceiving. It's your enemy, not your friend. All right. Thank you for an amazing show today. Thank Nick for helping out here. He's so busy. I really appreciate the time he makes. And everybody, really. But I'm out of time. The Hake Report coming up now, and we'll do the super test tomorrow. Thank you all. Anthony out of California, Rick out of Virginia, Mitch, a first-time call out of California, and the other callers that drop. I'm out of here. Tomorrow's Manhood Hour. Bye, y'all. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the mood? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
That I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. 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 other than sex. I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would...